This is a commercial-free, streaming on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
Bob Seger is about as big a hometown hero as you can get. He grew up in a single-parent household, taking on a ferocious work ethic, and he applied that to his desire to be in a rock and roll band. He built up a huge local following that would boil over into the rest of the world with his breakthrough album Night Moves in 1977. From there, Bob became a member of the American Mount Everest of rock and roll, releasing hits and multi-platinum selling albums, earning an induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and an induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. But before all that, in 1966, he encountered a kindred spirit on the Detroit rock scene, Glenn Frey. At that time, Bob took the future Eagle under his wing. On January 8, 2016, the music world was stunned when Frey passed away at the age of 67 from complications while recovering from surgery. His closest friends and bandmates were left reeling.
I met Glenn in 1966, and he was like 17 or 18, I was 20 or 21. We became really good friends, and he sang on Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, my first national single, and then he went off to California and formed the Eagles, you know, and then they came out in 1972. So we'd been friends for 49 years when he passed, and he was probably my best friend outside of my band and crew in music, you know, my best musician friend. And we stayed in touch all those years. And then he introduced me to Don, and Don also became a very good friend, Don Henley. And we stayed in touch, the three of us, for a long time. I mean, I saw Glenn 6 months before he died here at Joe Louis Arena here in Detroit. He played with the Eagles. And then 6 months later, it was over. We were just a couple of middle to lower middle class kids from Michigan. Glenn was from Royal Oak. I grew up in Ann Arbor. I was born in Detroit, but I grew up in Ann Arbor. And somehow we met and just became really good buddies, loved the same music, you know, shared the same passion.
That passion has inspired Bob Seger to dedicate an album of original music to Glenn's memory. And as he worked on it, he also honored Lou Reed and Leonard Cohen by covering a song from each of them. The record is called I Knew You When. Over the next hour, Bob Seger will share his warm and loving memories of his good friend Glenn and talk about these songs written straight from his heart. He'll also give you the details behind his recent health scare, which caused his wildly successful Runaway Train tour to be shut down after 13 sold-out shows. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. Welcome to Bob Seger, I Knew You When. All access.
Let the right one in. Let the wrong one out. In a cold world, that's what it's about. Took a million years, and thousands more. Then she walked out evolution's door. She's a winner. Is crazy, you have no choice. Like the break of dawn, like the light of day, she's got it all. one thing I know, she stands apart. When I watch her walk, when I see her dance, my little brain ain't got much chance. She's a winner, and it's understood. Her body's crazy, it's more than good. She's a winner, she'll get away. Her body's crazy, and she's here to stay.
The opening song of Bob Seger's first album since 2014's Ride Out, that's Grace Isle from I Knew You When. Grace Isle?
I set out on purpose. I wanted this record to have a lot of rock and roll on it because Glenn was a rock and roller and he loved rock and roll. And so Grace Isle's the first one. And I read a book a while back called Last Ape Standing, and it's basically about the 7 million year evolution of mankind. And to make it short, there were two lines. There was the robust line and there was the Grace Isle line. And the Grace Isle line ended up being the winner. So I started thinking about it'd be fun to write a song about some guy 4.5 feet tall 100,000 years ago.
Love the way your mind works.
He has a little brain and it doesn't have much chance, but somehow he, you know, but he knows what he likes and he likes the Grace Isle girl, you know.
Rather yeah. than well, you sent me scurrying to the dictionary on Grace Isle.
Yeah. Well, Grace Isle actually means slender and graceful.
The next one, I Will Remember You. This is a huge sounding song with the amazing dynamics. It also sounds like a farewell between two good friends.
The thing that put it over the top for me was the gals singing, because they loved Glenn too. Like I said, everybody in my band loved Glenn. And when the gals lit it up on the last two verses, they just sang their hearts out. They loved him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it shows, and you can hear it. And I said, well, I got to use that one.
And you also bring in a keyboard player.
Stevie Ray's keyboard player, yes. Reese Winans. Reese played piano and he played organ on that. And he did a beautiful job on both. It worked. It's the most obvious song of love that the Bullets can dedicate to Glenn. It's almost as if I'm singing to his wife, Cindy. I wish I had the words that would take it all away. No words will ever take it away. But you can at least say, I'm never gonna forget you, buddy.
Some people climb big mountains. To see what they can see. Some cross mighty oceans. Hoping to be free. We fight through the condescension. We scrape and crawl through the rust. For someone we can trust. I will remember you. No matter what you do, just give me one last wish. There's only so much, babe. There's only so much I can say. Ooh. I wish I had the words that would take it all away. I'm
From Bob Seger's new album, I Knew You When, I'll Remember You.
Nobody was more thrilled when I heard Take It Easy on the radio than me. You know, I heard Glenn singing Take It Easy in 1972. I said, yes, he made it. And I know he was thrilled when I hit with Night Moves. He was happy as heck for me. And all through that time period, you know, we remained friends. And, you know, it affected me deeply. And I just thought of Cindy, his wife, and his kids, Taylor and Deacon and Otis. And I just wanted to do a record that honored his memory. And that's what I think I've done.
I was a little too tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues. Working on our night moves. Trying to make some front page driving news. Working on our night moves. In the summertime. In the sweet summertime. We were in love, oh no, far from it. We were searching for some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share. Working on our night moves. Trying to lose an awkward teenage blues. Working on our night moves. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. The lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder. Waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves. With autumn closing in,
night moves.
Night moves.
Yeah.
Night moves.
Seger's huge breakthrough Night Moves from the album of the same name. That song peaked at number 4 on the Billboard charts in March of 1977 and was named by Rolling Stone magazine as the best single of the year. The new Bob Seger album, I Knew You When, not only honors the memory of Glenn Frey, but that of Richie Hayward, the otherworldly drummer of Little Feat, who also played with Frank Zappa and with Bob. Richie recorded the song Blue Ridge sometime before the year 2010, and it finally has made its debut on I Knew You When.
I've always been a Civil War buff, and when I think of the Civil War period, I think of how it actually perfected the Constitution. You know, with the 13th Amendment, we became a biracial nation. We became an open society. The original Constitution didn't have that, but as a result of the Civil War, and as a result of Lincoln, probably, arguably, our greatest president ever, the Constitution was perfected, and that is what democracy is all about. It's always evolving. I can't remember a time period since the Civil War when we've been so sharply divided politically. I'd rather we worked together and made things better, that's all.
That drum pattern that Richie plays on that is just ridiculous. I mean,
yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I said, you can't keep this up. I'll keep it up. That's it. Okay, bro. And by God, he did. It's just astounding to play with that amount of gusto and everything. I remember the guy, we gave him an SO at the end of the take, you know. And I think we only did 2 takes on it. You know, we didn't want to kill the guy. but he burned him down, you know, just burned it down. And everything is based upon his drum creation.
It's fantastic.
It really is. It's just like a very unique and very creative.
I was out on the road tonight, making real good time. Heading out of the frozen north with a Mason-Dixon line. I pulled off at sunrise, and I stopped upon some bridge, and looked out on the Blue Ridge. I could hear the echoes tumbling down the gaps, cannon fire and musket shots, and someone playing tag.
Blue Ridge from the new Bob Seger album, I Knew You When.
In my case, it happened to be true.
That's coming in a few minutes when we continue our exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Bob Seger's new album, I Knew You When, on All Access.
For the 8-track generation. People who don't need fast forward or rewind. Just play.
On WBPM.
Thanks for coming back to All Access as we listen to the new album by Bob Seger, I Knew You When.
I Knew You When is, we all have these artists that we discover, you know, like the first time we hear a certain artist and maybe they're not big yet. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yep.
And we kind of get a kinship. I liked him before he got big. You know, it's kind of the way you say it, and it makes the artist special to us. And in my case, it happened to be true. You know, I met Glenn 6 years before the Eagles' first single, and he met me 2 years before Ramblin' Gamble Man, which he sang on, as a matter of fact. And he's singing backgrounds on it. So we literally knew each other when.
In the ancient middle 50s, the closing 60s roar, I was caught up in your passion. I could only beg for more. And if I had a dollar bill, I'd give it to you then. So I could tell the whole wide world one day I knew you when. With your dangerous charisma, your thundering attack, charged the very air I breathed and kept me coming back. You helped me through my darkest hours. You always were my friend. You gave me hope to carry on because I knew you when. I knew you when the mountain tops were right beneath your feet, when artistry and freedom were complete. Before you were an icon, before they all took in, you could say I knew you when. Long ago, when our heroes seemed immortal, were they really so? It's a question for a wiser man I will not ask again. I will only say I'm grateful for the time I knew you when.
That's the title song of Bob Seger's new album dedicated to the memory of Glenn Frey, I Knew You When. The cover of the record is a black and white photo of Bob from back in 1966.
When I went to Dodger Stadium and sang with the Eagles in July of this year, I brought the cover and the back cover, and I brought the picture inside, which is the last picture taken of me and Glenn. I was at Madison Square Garden. He came to see my show. And, you know, everybody loved it. Cindy, the kids loved it. Irving loved it. And they said, yeah. And they know it's genuine. You know, it's just something I wanted to do. And I'm just happy that they like it.
So you're a little bit older and a lot less bolder than you used to be. So you used to shake them down, but now you stop and think about your dignity. So now sweet 16's turned 31. You get to feeling weary when the wet day's done. Well, all you got to do is get up and into your kid.
Song on side one of Night Moves, Rock and Roll Never Forgets, by Bob Seger. As we said earlier in the show, Bob honors the memory of Lou Reed on I Knew You When as well. The first song he released from the new album was Lou's Busload of Faith.
The first time I heard Busload was he had it put in a movie. It was called True Believer with James Woods and Robert Downey Jr. They played lawyers. At the end of the movie, Busload of Faith came on. They played it in full over the credits. And I said, wow, is that good? And then I went out and got the New York album. And I always kind of filed it away. I say, I love the imagery of Busload of Faith. I think of a busload of people going to work. maybe they don't make a lot of money, so they have to take a bus, or they don't want to pay gas, or maybe they don't even have a car. But they're taking the bus to work, and they're all riding. And I love that imagery. Busload, you need a busload of faith to get by. I just love the way it worked live, too. It was great live. It was the only song we got to play live on this tour.
Oh, man, I really look forward to the other part of the tour, hearing you play. I hope you play a bunch of songs from this record.
Oh, we know them all. We were ready. But it was the only one that was released, and we said, well, you know, I don't like to play songs that people have never heard them, and so that's the one we did.
You can't depend on your family. You can't depend on your friends. You can't depend on a beginning. You can't depend on an end. You can't depend on intelligence. You can't depend on the sky. You can only depend on one thing, honey. You need a busload of faith to get by. 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 A busload of faith to get by. You can't depend on goodly hearted, a goodly hearted made lampshades and soap. You can't depend on your drinking. You can't depend on your dope. You can't depend on the president unless there's real estate that you want to buy. Can't depend on a lot of things. You need a busload of faith to get by. Oh! Busload of faith to get by. Busload of faith to get by. Busload of faith to get by. You need a busload of faith to get by. You can't depend on the air. You can't depend on no wise men. You can't find them, they're not there. You can't depend on cruelty. Cruelty and thought and line. You can't depend on the water, honey. You need a busload of faith to get by. 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 You need a busload of faith to get by. Oh! Busload of faith to get by. Busload of faith to get by. Busload of faith to get by, baby. You need a busload of faith to get by.
Busload of Faith, sung by Bob Seger on his new album, I Knew You When. Two more gems are coming from the new album and a Seger classic that made it into the movies. When I Knew You When, All Access comes back in a few minutes.
More more music in just a moment.
92.9 WBPM, where we fill your day with lots of back-to-back music.
The music America loves best.
Bob Miller starts your workday with a non-stop music hour at 9 a.m. every weekday. J.J. Carter does a non-stop music hour after lunch at 2 p.m. And Randy Turner rolls you home with another non-stop music hour every afternoon at 5 p.m. after work.
Listen to all this music in the air.
No other radio station gives you that much music without interruptions. Non-stop music hours are only here on 92.9 WBPM.
Thank you. Now more music.
Glad you could come back for more of our celebration for the new Bob Seger album, I Knew You When. I'm Dan Neer, and this is All Access.
Something More, which is a really odd song on this record, but that's basically what it's about. What are the motivations for relationships? And in a perfect world, there shouldn't be any motivation. It should be pure. It should be love and friendship and getting along well together and respecting each other. But there are other motivations. You know, sometimes, did she marry him for his wealth? Did he marry her for her beauty? There are all sorts of motivations. And the narrator of Something More could be a self-absorbed narcissist. You know, could be. You're never really sure. It's like, be careful what you wish for, you know, kind of thing. You know, make sure you make a wise choice. And of course, I want to make sure my daughter makes a wise choice and my son makes a wise choice. And beware people's motivations. Don't get involved with a self-absorbed person, you know, because they're not going to care about you. You know, you're just going to be a piece of arm jewelry or whatever, you know.
A trophy, or yeah.
They'll marry for, I don't know, for power or wealth or beauty or just plain being famous for whatever reason. Those are not the right motivations.
When you reach the point where nothing's in your way, when your family and your friends have had their say, when you're here at last, you're right outside my door. Is that all you want, or is there something more?
from the new Bob Seger album, I Knew You When, Something More. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band had been playing sold-out concerts in August and September of this year. The band was smoking hot, and reviews of the shows were raves. Unfortunately, Bob had to suddenly jam on the brakes.
I had a ruptured disc in my neck, the cervical portion of the vertebra, and they went and fixed it. They told me there would be some pain afterwards, and it might take 1 to 3 months for recovery. And I'm going to still be doing some physical therapy and things like that. But so far, they're very pleased with my recovery.
You were right in the middle of a tour when you had to stop.
I wanted to finish. And the band was playing so great. I'm so proud of my band. They were just bringing it every night. We were having a great time. And it was, honestly, I think this was my favorite tour. Those 13 shows that we did, I think, were my favorite tour. And then we were looking forward to doing these songs from the new record. But like I said, it's just an unfortunate byway here, and we'll get through it. And hopefully, you know, I don't know, maybe March or April or something like that, we'll be able to go back out.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same song.
A song that you're going to hear when Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band get back on the road after he recovers, Old Time Rock and Roll. As we said earlier in the show, the new album, I Knew You When, is dedicated to the memory of his dear friend, Glenn Frey of the Eagles. The deluxe version of the album closes with the poignant Glenn song.
He was a young, ambitious guy with a fabulous sense of humor. You know, when I think about you, I always smile. And he conquered the world. They are worldwide, the Eagles. And by God, his band sold more records in the 20th century than anybody. You know, they had the biggest selling record of the 20th century. And for a young kid from Royal Oak, I mean, that's pretty darn good, you know? And he and Don did it, you know? And, and it's just a wonder. And the other Eagles, fabulous, all of them. That's an accomplishment. You know, you showed the whole world what we knew when you were young. There was no one quite like you.
You were here. Now you're gone. And we all keep moving on. Like the wind and the sea. That's the way it has to be. When I think about you, I always smile. Then I go back for a while. You were young. You were bold. You loved your rocking soul. You were strong. You were sharp. But you had the deepest heart. You showed the whole world. There was no one quite like you.
Gorgeous Glenn song, which closes out our all-access listen to Bob Seger's new album, I Knew You When. It's available now wherever you buy music. We'd like to thank Punch Andrews and Mike Boyla from Punch Enterprises, Gerard Smerick of Yes in Detroit, and Dan Connolly at the Capitol Music Group. Bob Seger, I Knew You When all-access was produced in New York and New Jersey for Capitol UME, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. If you missed any of this show or you simply want to hear it again, it'll be available in a few weeks at dannear.com. I'm Dan Near. Thanks for listening.